Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Michael Cadenassi joins us. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party, basking in a lot of success, plus Heather Korbulik, executive director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Michael Cadenassi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. We're taping this the morning of November 11th. President Trump has still not acceded to what appears to be a fact that President-elect is Joe Biden. What are your thoughts on this, and what's afoot?
Well, the first thing is it's not President-elect Biden. That doesn't happen until the electors meet. The other thing is, as long as there's pending litigation, and I'm making no comment as to whether the litigation will be or will not be successful, but until that's adjudicated, there is no president-elect. So at this point, it's time for everybody to kind of chill.
There are concerns, and I'm not saying I have these concerns, but there are people that have concerns that the transition is not able to move forward because the funding that goes along with the transition is not in place, and access to national security briefings and things like this are not occurring. Do you have concerns about that?
No. Until he is actually the president-elect, none of that should kick in. And I think until this litigation is concluded, whichever way it goes, we have to proceed according to the law. We are a nation of laws, not of feelings. Unfortunately, I think some would rather go by feelings. And a lot of people feel that Joe Biden won the election. Until this is all adjudicated, he hasn't. He may, but he hasn't yet.
Do you personally have concerns about massive fraud around the country? Or are you comfortable with, for example, here in Nevada, that Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski has done a pretty darn good job, in a lot of people's opinion, of running this election, along with the counties?
I'm one of those that think Barbara Sagaski, given the resource that she has, and that's a different discussion, whether she has proper resources, has done a great job. Whether all of the registrar voters have done that the same, I remain unconvinced. Do I think there is massive fraud? Do I think there's some fraud? Probably. Is it meaningful? There are two challenges when you go to court to challenge an election. The first thing is you got to show what went wrong, whether it was fraud or mistake, etc. But that's only one part of it. The other part is that was it big enough to really make a difference in the particular election? And so the burden is on the challenger, which means Trump, into the courts to prove both. If he's successful, he'll prevail. If he's not successful, then he won't.
From your remarks, is there a county or counties that you have concerns about?
Well, I've heard the stories about Clark. I think one of the problems that we have is one of perception. When you have a whole bunch of ballots showing up kind of late in the process and they all seem to go one way, it raises eyebrows. I think one of the things that behooves all registrar voters is to make the process as transparent as possible. So even though one loses, one says, yes, it was fair. Again, I'm not talking about the reality, I'm talking about the perception. And I do think there is a perception out there that in Clark, it was not done correctly.
Were you concerned about the distance that the observers were kept at?
I've heard that comment too. And again, my next question is, were you so far that you couldn't see anything? I think that's a problem. And again, it could be one more of perception than actuality. Did actual fraud occur? I don't know. I wasn't there. They didn't see any, but they were too far away. Again, I think this was a mistake on the part of the registrar of voters, not being concerned enough about how it was perceived by both parties.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with a lot of positive things for Republicans in the state of Nevada after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Cadenassi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party. So the difference between the votes for Joe Biden and for President Trump were pretty slim when you look at how many people actually voted. First of all, your response to the turnout both nationally and in the state of Nevada, start there.
I have to look at Washoe County. That's kind of my bailiwick.
Sure. Which was traditionally a swing county in a swing state.
Yes.
That was the perception.
The perception. And the mistake people made was they said Washoe is a swing because Republicans and Democrat registrations are relatively similar. And that's a correct statement, but it misses the boat. Even Nevada is no longer a red or blue state. In fact, it's not a purple state. Purple state means a blend of somewhere, because nobody looks at the numbers. We looked at the numbers, and what the numbers show is the fastest growing demographic, Washoe, Clark, and even in the rurals, is none of the above. These are folks that are disengaging from the political process, and that's a problem. What you're looking at in Washoe is almost 90,000 folks that are either in minor parties, a small percentage, or don't want to be part of either party. And you do not win elections in Nevada without those folks.
All right, but okay, so you bring up an interesting point here, because a big reason for Donald Trump's success 4 years ago was that there were a large number of people, both Republicans and Democrats, who were tired of what they perceived as politicians lying to them from either party. And they wanted somebody who was going to stand up for them. And that was the image Donald Trump presented and what he has done, as far as an image goes throughout his entire presidency. Do those none of the above folks fall into that category of people disenchanted with the two major parties?
I think what they're disenchanted is the noise on both sides. In the break, we talked a little bit about some of the news channels. And if you listen to either of them, both sides are shouting. And you wind up with, in Washoe, 90,000 people are just tired of listening to the shouting. Can they be won over? Absolutely. The one race I'll give you, which gives a very good insight into where the electorate really is, and that's Mark Amaday. He won in Washoe, not his whole district, but just in Washoe. He won 115,000 votes in Washoe County. 75,000 Republicans showed up, period. We know that. We know exactly. So he got that big chunk out of that none of the above. And if we're Republicans are going to have to increase their brand, what they're going to have to do is appeal to those folks. Maybe we won't get them to join the party, but we'll get them to vote our way. And guess what? They do if we lower the noise.
All right. So you, under your direction, Washoe County has become much more organized for Republicans. On a level, I would say at least, if not equivalent, pretty darn close to where the Democrats had gotten themselves organized. Will it take that kind of effort across the state, and how will you accomplish that in the next 2 years?
The interesting thing is one of the things that we set out to do was to become a model. In other words, a template that other county parties could use. And because of our success, and let me share that with you, we set out to do two things in this last election. We wanted to make sure Republicans were no longer the super minority in the assembly, and we want to retain whatever we had in the state senate. We did both in spades. We focused on only six races, and we won five out of those six, because we went after, and our whole program was geared towards getting those none of the aboves, both here, and we projected our program into Clark County. The reason is it's a Nevada problem, not just a Washoe problem. And yes, if we can get other counties to adopt what we did and go after those middle folks, we're going to start winning elections.
Do you see that potential in Clark County as well?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at the numbers in Clark County, the second largest, quote, party is no party. The Republicans are third. So if you look at that, you say, my God, those are the people we have to get. And you don't get them by shouting at them.
Interesting to note also the strength for the Republican Party of Hispanics and African Americans in places like Florida and along the border.
That's correct. That's a lot of the folks that I've talked to who are Hispanic, and let me stop right there, because I don't like identity politics, okay? I remember when I was younger, I was enticed into an Italian-American thing, and the whole point was we were gonna get Italian-American judges. I said, why are Italian-American judges gonna be any better than whatever other ethnicity you wanna talk about? I want good judges, I want good politicians, I want good policies. I don't care what the ethnicity of the person. I don't tend to see that. Of course, perhaps that's military, because I spent some time in the military, and you really don't, you kind of look past a lot of that. If this is your mate in the military, you're interested in his family life or his friendship, etc., but you don't focus on what color skin he has or
okay.
what language he speaks.
All right, so we got about a minute left. So I'll just flip it to you in another direction and say that, you know, for a long time, the Hispanic population, which is a very wide population, it's not, you know, an individual group. There's lots of people that make up that group. But they're Catholic, they're conservative in a lot of ways, they're business oriented. They should be people who are in the Republican Party. And so it was not a shock to me to see that strength still held through, because I knew how many people of Hispanic origin had voted for Donald Trump 4 years ago.
And I think that's going to continue, because it's like most immigrant groups that came into the United States. They start at one level, but all of a sudden they're the business owners, they get their next generation or college educated, etc., and their politics change with that. I think there's another thing is if you come from, let's say you were an immigrant from Guatemala, the last thing you want is to see Guatemala-type government
right.
in America. And I think that's a message that's starting to resonate. Obviously does with the Cuban Americans. I was stationed in Latin America, and people look at it, especially in America, if they haven't traveled, they look at it as monolithic. It isn't.
Right.
It's very, very different from one country
okay.
to another.
Quick question, quick answer. What was your biggest success on election night in Nevada?
The fact that we won five assembly seats out of six that we went after and took us out well out of the superminority position.
That's
it is the state legislature that counts. We need to take it back.
And that's where we have to leave it for now. Come back soon. Always appreciate you being here. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're delighted to welcome back to the program Heather Korbulik. She is Executive Director of the Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
You're always welcome. Before we talk about insurance, I have to ask you, because you were head of DETR, the unemployment portion of the state, and you resigned due to all kinds of threats. Can you share with us what you went through with that? Because, I've said this to you privately, and I'll say it to you public. I think you're terrific. I think that anybody that can make insurance exciting and interesting is doing a heck of a job. And when you went to DETR, I thought that was a good shot for them to have somebody as organized as you taken over. What went wrong?
Thank you. You know, I really had an enjoyable time at Dieter, despite the fact that it was one of the hardest things I've ever been through, and I have two children. So I would just say that what happened with Dieter is that there is an enormous mountain of work, a 100-year flood that came to an organization that was maybe ready for a trickle of a creek. And so when I got in there and started trying to unwind and build infrastructure to manage the just huge influx of unemployment claims, I mean, clearly Nevadans were frustrated because it was still taking time. It's not a flip a switch kind of situation. As you can see, it's still taking some time. And so it became uncomfortable for me and my family when people started to post my personal information online and I guess the word is dox me in a way that became just untenable. And I decided that it was in my family's best interest to go back to the exchange.
Were there physical threats against you?
There were. There were some threats about whether or not I should be alive. And that was quite uncomfortable and kind of came as a surprise. Just to put it mildly, it made me very scared.
And how are you feeling now that you're out of that? Have things calmed down for you?
You know, I feel like I'm back at home. I'm at the exchange where I kind of know everything and really feel more comfortable in the drama and trauma of the Affordable Care Act, and have just been really enjoying being back with my team, who is just such a wonderful, committed group. But I do miss the people at Dieter. I've never met such a committed organization. Those are some of the hardest working people I've ever met and some of the smartest Nevadans I think we have in the state.
All right, well, we'll leave that particular topic there, but I do want to mention that your cat just photobombed you on the cabinet behind you. And that will probably be the video of the day here if we had one. Adorable. All right, so let's talk about Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. Are prices up, down, staying the same? What are we looking at?
So this is, you know, despite sort of the kind of political rhetoric that we're hearing about the Affordable Care Act, I can confidently say that I feel like we're about to have a very good Plan Year 21, and we have a lot of good offerings for Nevadans. So we've added two new insurance companies, and I think you and I talked, Sam, a couple of years ago, back when it was looking like we were not going to have any carriers in some of our my cat's distracting me. I'm sorry about that. it looked like we were going to have no carriers in some of our counties. And this year we're adding. So all of those counties that were looking bare a few years ago are actually going to have three different insurance companies to choose from. So we have five carriers this year. We see our prices, the rates on average went up about 4.2%. However, again, the same kind of rules apply. Most of the people on the exchange get subsidies. And for those people who are subsidized or who have premium assistance, when the rates go up, so does their subsidies. So they really see very little, if any, impact.
You must have taken comfort in the reactions of the Supreme Court in the discussions about the Affordable Care Act yesterday.
You know, I would say that was 2020 has taught me never to be too confident in anything, but I would say that I am very cautiously optimistic about the way that they approached severability and the discussion. It's very kind of rare to see the Supreme Court really kind of show their cards in a hearing. So I think that really did bode well for the longevity of the ACA. And, you know, we've seen over and over again, this is a really resilient law, and it's resilient because of the demand. People need insurance, and people need to have insurance despite having a pre-existing condition.
And the Affordable Care Act has been around now for a decade, and government programs that have been around for a decade don't tend to disappear. I think the other thing that just common sense says is there's nothing to replace it. You don't have another insurance program standing in the wings that you get rid of this, then this comes along. You would have to start from the beginning, which is a decades-long process.
Right. I think it was Mike Wilden, my mentor in life, Mike Wilden, who once said that we tore up the tracks behind us and we can't throw the train into reverse. And that's exactly where we are. We can't go backwards. There's nothing there. And so to do unwind the ACA would have huge implications for public health in, you know, a pandemic, but it would also have massive economic consequences. If our hospitals don't have payers on the care that they're providing, then they'll see sky-high uncompensated claims, which could be really detrimental to urban hospital systems, but just devastating to rural hospitals.
All right, so we got about a minute left here. What's the word that you want to put out there to the public about signing up for this year?
Well, I think I just really want to make sure your viewers know that despite kind of the ongoing discourse on the Affordable Care Act, Nevada Health Link is here. We have over 600 professionals across the state who are certified to help you get enrolled. We have great plans. We have 50 plans, double what we had last year. Some people are seeing their plans at $0 a month because of the subsidies and the generousness of those subsidies. So, I mean, don't be afraid. It's a really bad time to be uninsured. Make sure you're connecting to a comprehensive plan at Nevada Health Link, and we're here to help.
And that's where we have to leave it. Heather Korpiluk, we're glad you are safe. We're glad your family is safe, and we're glad to see you. So come back again soon, will you?
Thank you. Take care, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.